second-degree manslaughter. Can you explain that to me in simple terms? What exactly that charge is?
It is culpable negligence, wherein somebody creates an unreasonable risk of death or great bodily harm to another person.
And as somebody who has a great deal of experience with these kinds of charges, what was your reaction to that specific charge in this crime?
Once County Attorney Choi explained the facts that they had developed, largely through the dash cam video, I was not surprised by the charge. In other words, as I heard the facts being laid out, it appeared to me that the crime charge, manslaughter in the second degree, fit the facts.
So having stated your opinion on it, I know that there are those out there, including other high-profile attorneys and members of the community, that say this isn't enough. What would you say to those folks?
Mr. Choi's responsibility is not only to make charges. He also has to be satisfied that he can prove those charges. That's the ethical duty he bears. He can't just throw something up against the wall and see if it'll stick. In this case, a higher charge, such as murder in the second degree, would have required him to prove that Officer Yanez intended to kill Mr. Castile. And under the facts, it's clear that that would have been a much more difficult thing to prove and may not have been successful. So I think that you have to look at it as, what can they prove that fits the crime and fits the facts? And that's what you got here with manslaughter too.
And Thomas, the fact that the officer pulled the trigger seven times, how does that weigh on what the charges may be either way? Does that help or hinder the prosecution?
Well, clearly the fact that he shot seven times is the basis for his charging dangerous discharge of a weapon, felony weapon charges. Because clearly he put so many bullets into that inside of that car that he created a risk not only for Mr. Castile, but for his girlfriend and her daughter. So the fact that he fired seven shots at Mr. Castile tells me that essentially he panicked. Upon realizing he had somebody who had a gun, he panicked and started shooting.
And maybe you can help me out, maybe not on this particular question, but as somebody who's sort of been in a similar position to this probably many times in your career, how much of an emphasis, if any, is placed on the politics in a case like this? Or is that even a consideration for a county attorney when you're considering charges in a case like this?
It's totally irrelevant. You don't, if you become a prosecutor, even an elected prosecutor like Mr. Choi, your responsibility is to enforce the law, even if it's politically difficult to do. And I don't see any, as I look at this case, the investigation, and now the prosecution, I don't see any political overtones.
Relatively speaking, do you think that the county attorney has a relatively easy case here?
You never know what the evidence is going to show at trial. You don't know what the defense is going to be, nor what evidence the defense is going to raise that hasn't already been discussed. However, based on the facts laid out in the press conference yesterday, which coincide exactly with the facts laid out in the complaint, it is my opinion that the government, the prosecution, has a strong case here.
Many people were saying yesterday, including the family attorney for the Castile family, was saying that this was a historic charging decision in Minnesota. How significant do you say it is?
Well, it's the first time that I'm aware of where an officer has been charged with a crime for using a weapon. A gun. And in that respect, it's historic. However, I am not that concerned with the historic nature of it. What I'm concerned with is that we had a shooting, and it's pretty clear that there are sufficient facts to support criminal charges. That's what prosecutors are supposed to do. They don't worry about whether there's a historical precedent. They look at the facts and the law, and they decide whether or not they can charge somebody. And that's what they did here, and I believe they had the legal basis to do it.
Good information, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Happy to talk to you.